Group. Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here. And we also have our phone lines open today. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the radio here this afternoon. And also encourage you to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can learn more about me. You can also link to our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, there where I'm the pastor. And you can find out more information about us there. We're still trying to get our websites updated there. We're still not able to resolve the issue on that, so pray for us. And a lot of things going on, and we just haven't got it done yet. So pray for us, and hopefully one day we'll have it done sooner than later. As we have a number of things that we have to update on there. But again, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. All right, let's open our program today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Thank you for the opportunity to have the radio program. We just pray you would bless, use us for your glory, help us appoint people that are searching to Christ, help us to encourage believers in our walk with you, and just and above all, help us to lift up and glorify Christ all that we do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day today. What an absolutely gorgeous day. It was 75 degrees, I think, in my car when I parked here at the station this afternoon, and pretty nice outside. It was a nice sky with a few little clouds, puffy clouds floating around in it, very pleasant temperatures, and just a good day. If you got a chance to get out, you haven't had a chance to get out today, hopefully you'll get out. I know it's after the lunch hour for people, but hopefully maybe this nice weather will hold up when you get off work. You'll be able to enjoy it a little bit as well. If you're home, get out and enjoy a little bit of this weather today. We're in those nice days where we know we're getting into mid-August, and as we start getting into late August, we're going to be looking to autumn coming, and we're going to start missing some of the warm days of summer. And, we have a lot of variety that God's given to us, but as the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we just rejoice in it. Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things here, too. Celebrated 25 years as a pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church this past Sunday, and we had a nice time of fellowship at our church and a nice dinner afterwards. Really appreciate everything that everybody did for us there, and we had a good time with that. And coming up, not this Sunday, but a week from this coming Sunday, will be the 16th anniversary of us being on the radio. Not the Friday afternoon program, but we started on the radio on Sunday nights first, and so we just look at it as the 16th anniversary of being on the radio. And so we'll be doing a celebration of that on our Sunday evening program, August the 21st. And of course, we're on every Sunday night live from 11 to midnight. And I encourage you to listen to us there, and especially coming up on the 21st. We'll have some special giveaways for some of our callers and things on Sunday the 21st. And let's see, I guess that's about the biggest things that we've got going on right now. And September's on its way, of course, and our church anniversary dinner is coming up later in September. And, of course, we have Labor Day and the remembrance of September 11, 2001 terror attacks, which is also known as Patriot Day in the United States, now coming up on September 11th. So we'll be talking about some of those things and some other things more as we get further on. But again, I just wanted to touch on a few things today. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call as well today at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And no doubt you've been following the news and seeing the different things that are happening. Absolutely unprecedented raid on President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. And it's just, I was reading, it just when you read what took place, it's just mind-boggling. And his lawyer was, they would not give her a copy of the warrant. They showed it to her from about 10 feet away and then forced her to stand at the end of the driveway during the time that they were there, would not allow the lawyer to be there or anything. And they're still being kind of coy with what the real reasons are. But the latest thing is that President Trump was harboring nuclear secrets. I don't know. Maybe they were building a secret nuclear bomb in Melania Trump's wardrobe, since they seem to spend a lot of time looking through that. Whatever the case is, it's not too long ago that President Trump and his lawyers had a sit down with the FBI or the Justice Department, I guess, to go through some things that they wanted, and they went through, and the idea is that they could have done that again. But all of what's happening, we see this is a show. This is a show to intimidate, and this came out the same time that we see the news that the government wants to hire 87,000, I think it is, new IRS agents. And a lot of people are making a big deal out of the fact, oh, they're going to carry guns. I can remember reading that back when I was in the 70s. I was in high school, and we saw this thing talking about the IRS agents carrying guns, and that it was allowed to use deadly force if it would help collect taxes. And this is not a new thing. They didn't just come up with this. This has been part of the IRS's legacy here, I guess, as long as the IRS has been there, at least. But I'm mentioning all of these things because what we're seeing is an effort to intimidate conservatives and conservatives, Trump supporters, and Christians. One of the things that's being rumored is that the 87,000 IRS agents are there not just so that the one government spokesman, I can try to remember who it was that said it, said that, well, they're just going to be there so that when you call the IRS for questions, there'll be somebody to answer your phone. Well, this is like more than doubling the size of the number of people who work for the IRS. And one of the things that they're looking at doing with these people is using them to go after potentially aggressively auditing and checking out conservative organizations and Christian nonprofits. And this is where you begin to see what's happening. You know, the January 6th show trials, the former government Trump administration officials that have been arrested in very public fashions or had their homes raided at 3 a.m. or something, where CNN just happened to be driving by with a film crew. And all these things are designed to intimidate, to send a message, to cow people into submission. And this points back to where our government is headed right now under the current administration, and where it's headed at the movement of the globalists who are working to bring us into a new global government. And in Galatians chapter number 1, I just wanted to share a couple things here. In Galatians chapter number 1, this made me think about this, where Paul is writing here, where he says to the Galatians in chapter 1, verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would prevent pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And he's talking about changing the gospel, a false gospel, which of course the devil has done ever since the gospel was given to us. Paul, of course, summed up the gospel for us very effectively and succinctly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where he starts in verse number 1 saying, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you," and this is his summation of the gospel, "for I delivered unto you," in verse 3 here, "that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas," that's Peter, that's the Aramaic name for Peter, "that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." And what he's talking about here with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and the key that he has there, according to the Scriptures. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. He didn't die in some other way. He didn't drown. He didn't get strangled or thrown off a tall building. He was crucified, and that was according to the Scriptures. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and he rose again the third day. All of that was according to the Scriptures. And then he was seen of many people. Paul says there was above 500 people one time saw him, and many of them are still alive. You can go ask them, is what Paul's saying here. And so the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ according to the Scriptures. And the devil tries to change this by adding many things to it. Says that what Christ did is not enough. Says that you have to do something other than confess your sin and believe. You have to do this. You have to do that. And they add works to it. And Paul wrote in Ephesians, "It's not of works, lest any man should boast." And looking at what's happening and the move towards this totalitarian, dictatorial, communistic government here in our country, and the move to bring the world under the globalist planned government, the World Economic Forum, you know, where they're saying you're going to own nothing and be happy, and or else, basically. And it's the implied threats, and it's the use of crises to drive us to that point. And it reminded me of something when I was in the Air Force. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about what to talk about here in the radio today. And I remembered when I was in the Air Force learning about liberation theology. And this liberation theology, there's a lot of things out there talking about where it came from and how it came and when it occurred. But liberation theology basically turns Jesus Christ into a communist. He preaches socialism / communism, and they try to use the Bible, taken out of context and ignoring other parts, to prove their point. They even circulated pictures in Latin American countries, Central America, where they were trying to foment communist revolution. And they had pictures of Jesus Christ wearing workman's coveralls while holding a hammer and sickle crossed over his chest. And this idea of liberation theology, when you get right down to it and you peel back the curtains, did it come out of the Catholic Church? Did it come out of the World Council of Churches? Did it come out of this group or that group? Let me tell you where it came from. It came from the KGB. That was the Soviet Union, Russia, and it was the largest state, of course, in the Soviet Union, and basically in charge of the Soviet Union. And the Communist Party, they had their secret police, which was the KGB, and their headquarters at Lubyanka in Moscow during the 1960s, they birthed liberation theology. And in fact, there's a man, Robert D. Chapman. He's a retired operations officer in the clandestine services division of our CIA, who spent a good deal of time down in Latin America, South America. Wrote an article back in 2009, December 2009, in International Journal of Intelligence and Counterintelligence. And his article is called "The Church and Revolution." He said, "Without doubt, the theology of liberation doctrine is one of the most enduring and powerful to emerge from the KGB's headquarters. The doctrine asks the poor and downtrodden to revolt and form a communist government, not in the name of Marx or Lenin, but in the continuing work of Jesus Christ, a revolutionary who opposed economic and social discrimination." How does that sound? Does that sound like what Paul warned about those who would preach another gospel? And he said that even if he or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And that's what Paul would say about this liberation theology gospel. Let them be accursed. Well, certainly those of the KGB that originated this satanic theology are accursed without Christ. You understand, of course, communism is a godless theology. It is a theology based on the fact of God not existing, religion being a tool to keep the masses under control. Well, guess what? They were forming their own kind of religion with a false gospel, a false religious doctrine, to keep the poor people and the downtrodden there under control. And some other people continued talking about this. Ion Pasipa, the former head of Romania's secretariat in the Department of State Security, which was their state secret police organization as well during the Socialist Republic of Romania. This is back during the Cold War days when Romania was on the dark side of the Iron Curtain under the thumb of communism, and they were basically a satellite state of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR. And Pasipa had defected to the United States in the 1970s. In a May 2015 interview, he said this, and this was an interview with the Catholic News Agency. He said, "The movement," and he's talking about the liberation theology, "the movement was born in the KGB, and it had a KGB-invented name, Liberation Theology. During those years, the KGB had a penchant for liberation movements. The National Liberation Army of Colombia, created by the KGB with help from Fidel Castro. The National Liberation Army of Bolivia, created by the KGB with help from Che Guevara. And the Palestinian Liberation Organization, created by the KGB with help from Yasser Arafat." I bet you didn't know that the PLO and the Palestinian Association there in Israel, that part of the world, is basically created by the KGB, by the communists. And he says, "These are just a few of the additional liberation movements born at Lubyanka, the headquarters of the KGB." He goes on to say, "The birth of liberation theology was the intent of a 1960 super-secret party-state disinformatia program approved by Alexander Shalepin, the chairman of the KGB, and by Politburo member Alexei Kirichenko, who coordinated the Communist Party's international policies. This program demanded that the KGB take secret control of the World Council of Churches." You know, if you go to a church and your church is a member of the World Council of Churches, you might want to rethink that church. Even Reader's Digest back in the 1980s, I think it was, did an expose of the communist infiltration of the World Council of Churches. But getting back to Pasipa's comments here, he talked about the KGB taking control of the World Council of Churches based in Geneva, Switzerland, and use it as a cover for converting liberation theology into a South American revolutionary tool. The World Council of Churches was the largest international ecumenical organization after the Vatican, representing some 550 million Christians of various denominations throughout 120 countries. This was part of the foothold that they went in. They went in under the pretense of being religious workers, of being missionaries, of being Christian aid workers and things like that. They even had a number of left-leaning priests and nuns. I remember in the 1980s when I was in the Air Force, seeing where some of these priests and nuns had been arrested by some of the right-wing governments in Central America, and the left-leaning press in the United States and around the world was condemning these governments and condemning the Reagan administration at the time for supporting these governments because they were arresting and persecuting these innocent priests and nuns. Well, let me tell you, they were not innocent priests and nuns. They were posting these pictures of Jesus in his coveralls with the hammer and sickle crossed over his neck. They were fomenting the liberation theology themselves in Latin American countries. One of the controversies of the current Pope, who seems to be very favorably inclined towards communism, is that he was involved in some of the same groups where people were arrested for promoting liberation theology in Central America during the 1980s. And you know, we look at this and we come back to Galatians and what Paul said. We see people who are preaching a different gospel. We see what's happening in the world today. And let me tell you, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you know your sins are forgiven, and if you have a reasonably conservative worldview, you are an enemy to the New World Order. You are an enemy to those who are working with the World Economic Forum to bring us under a global government. You are the enemy of this current administration. They are weaponizing the Department of Justice against not just people like Donald Trump, but eventually against people like us. They are weaponizing the IRS to go after not just people like Donald Trump, but people like us. You know, you say it's overreactionary. Hey, I know somebody whose organization was hindered in their attempts for tax-exempt status during the Biden administration. Remember Lois Lerner and how she kept a lot of conservative and Christian organizations at bay that were seeking tax-exempt status? I know somebody personally who suffered from that. And we're looking at these things happening, and we should marvel not, because we're coming to the end of this present age when soon the Lord is going to sound the trumpet and the shout of the archangel, and we're going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And then is coming upon this world a time of tribulation such as the world has never seen. And the Bible warns, Paul warns about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where he warns about the mystery of iniquity. He talks about the son of perdition, who is the Antichrist, the beast in the book of Revelation. And he talks about this man coming, the global leader who is going to claim to be God, but he won't come until the one that hinders is removed out of the way. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who letteth, and the word let there has to do with hinders, and it's the same word translated as withholdeth earlier, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Are you putting your trust in the Christ of the Bible or a false Christ? Are you following the true gospel message, or have you believed another, which Paul said is not another? Liberation theology is certainly not another gospel, not a true one at least. And there's many other variations on this that distract people and deny the truth of the gospel message. Jesus Christ loves you, died to pay for your sins, shed his blood to pay for your sins. Have you put your faith in Christ as your Savior? If not, do so today. There are times coming that's going to try men's souls, but we have an answer in Christ. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.